halfway through the preseason, headed in the right direction as an offense?
Yeah, I think so. You know, I think last week we were pretty sharp. I think we were a little more sloppy this week. You know, had a full start to start the game, which isn't good, and then had a couple of mental errors. You know, but I think rebounded quickly. You know, Gus talked about being able to face adversity, and then at some point it was going to hit. And I thought we handled it well in the beginning of the game.
Like, how much more? Are you feeling more decisive, particularly in the red zone this year?
Yeah, I think so. You know, I think the more you do it, the better you feel about it, and the more comfortable you feel with it. You know, decision making, throws, accuracy, all that stuff just comes with reps. So I think continuing to do it, obviously, being able to stay in Ole's system for the second year is awesome. And him and Nathaniel Hackett have done a really good job of preparing us.
For you guys to score 4 out of 5 possessions here, right off the rip, how much maturity does that show, you think, for you guys?
Yeah, I think it shows a lot. I think it shows the amount of work the guys have put in, mentally and physically, being on top of things mentally. You know, being in the right places at the right time. And then obviously everything that, you know, we've done in this preseason camp and OTAs and getting ready for this. You know, we've talked about starting fast for a long time, and I think we're finally showing that we can do that and hopefully contain it or maintain it throughout the game.
Am I overplaying it to say that Hearns touchdown, you maybe don't make that a couple of years ago? Just does that show a little bit of your maturity?
Yeah, you know, I think it was some more preparation. It was kind of some things we had done during the week and had a feeling on what the safety was going to do and had to give time for Hearns to work and get open. So it was kind of a pre-snap deal that I knew I was going to throw to him. And I think that just comes with reps and being in the same system for a while.
First time playing with Linder, how seamless was it?
It was perfect. You know, he does a really good job mentally. I mean, for a guy that just started playing the position, he's been unbelievable as far as protection calls and run game and all that. And he's only getting better and working harder at it.
How creative is Ole going to have to be to with mixing all the different options that you have?
Yeah,
you were rolling in waves tonight.
Yeah, it's hard. You know, I think what's so cool about it is no matter what we do, you know, option 1, 2, 3, and 4 are all going to be big playmakers that have the ability to go the distance at any time. And I think that's special, you know. And I think what's really cool about it is all those guys, none of them have an ego. They don't care. They get excited when the other guys make plays for each other. And they're just happy to be out there. And they're all good guys that enjoy playing football and have a lot of fun doing it.
You got 2 more weeks of the preseason. What else do you have to do?
I think just continue to do this. We want to start fast. We talked about that. We want to be able to attack the run. We want to be able to handle adversity when it hits and bounce back from that. So I think continuing to do the things that, you know, Gus kind of preaches to us.
On the late hit, did you crash into the bench or did somebody?
Yeah, no, there was a cooler there to stop me.
Thank goodness.
It's good.
So was that clearly a cheap shot?
No, I mean, it's always the in-between thing, and it's always the quarterback type deal. So slowed down a little bit to bait him into it.